Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Good morning, everybody. Big Chuck here. Hey, Leslie Ann, I wanted to mention to you, you know, I am not a shopper. I don't like to shop. I do it if I absolutely have to.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And it's just so frustrating to me. I guess my level of patience is gone as I've gotten older. It's just gone.
Yeah.
I had to go to the store the other day, and I said, you know, I haven't been in a grocery store in a couple of years. I think I'll go buy me a box of cereal. I couldn't do it. I had to leave.
No way.
I couldn't do it. I walked down the cereal aisle, and it never ended.
Yeah, the cereal aisle is ridiculously large.
It never ended.
Yeah.
There were 100 different cereals. I found that I was starting to sweat through my shirt, and I thought, I got to sit down. I got to get out of here. So yeah. I left. And then I went to another store, which will remain nameless, and I went up to the counter, and I had an item with me, and the woman put it under the electronic cash register, you know, all my items, and this one didn't come up.
Right.
Okay. And so she said, well, we got to go back and look at it. I said, well, it's on aisle 4 in the toy department.
Right.
I said, I'll just tell you that it's $39.99. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to trust you on that one.
No. She said, we got to go. I had 5 women behind me.
Don't you hate that?
And I thought to myself, oh, my God, these people are going to kill me.
Yeah.
I stood there, and the woman never came back. And the women are rolling their eyes, and they're, like, nudging their cart against the bottom of the back of my feet.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and she came back, and she says, I can't find it. I left. I couldn't do it.
Wow. It's like, well,
I could not do it. How about you with shopping?
Yeah, that's frustrating.
I mean, you're much calmer than I am.
That's frustrating. I know exactly the situation you're talking about, because it's not your fault.
No.
Or maybe.
She said, it's not ringing up.
Yeah.
I said, well, I know it's $39.99, because
so
here's one like it.
Just plug it in, lady.
She
just
couldn't,
put it
she
in.
She couldn't. She had to go and look. And then I was so upset and so nervous. Because I had 5 people with full shopping carts I finally just put it on the side, and I just said to the lady behind me, will you please tell the clerk when she comes back that I left? And that's okay. I don't know how people do it.
Well, I could totally relate to that story. But I will tell you,
yeah.
I mean, everybody's been through that, because when you're always going to have a time when you purchase something that doesn't have a price tag, or for whatever reason it doesn't ring up, and then you've got this line behind you, and you
leave.
Feel really bad, but there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to everybody. In the same token, I will tell you that although the people behind you in the line will get irritated, it's not that bad, because everybody's been there.
Everybody's been. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I should have stayed.
You should have stayed, you know, see it through. Yes, it's irritating, but we all go through it. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.